the word of God. Yes. The word of God. If you have your Bibles, we ask that you turn to the book of Matthew. Amen. And if you don't have a Bible, we're gonna ask that you, amen, look on the screen. As the word is on the screen for your reading. I'm going to read it for your hearing. And we hope that God deliver a word within us for our edification. Amen. Amen. Let me get a little bit of this tea. I just get too excited and I go too hard, y'all. I go too hard. All right. Matthew 8 and 5. We're going to read down to the 13th verse. And it reads as thus, beginning at the fifth verse, Matthew 8 and 5. And it says, and when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Can I read that again? I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed. Can I say that one more time? Go thy way, and as thou hast believed. Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Most Heavenly Father, we thank you now. We thank you now, God. Oh, God, for this word that you've given us. We thank you for the message. We thank you, oh, God, that you're going to teach us today. Oh, God, who do you think you are? Oh, God, we thank you on that. Oh, God, that you just deliver us now. Help us now. Keep us now. Shield us now. Let your or run on us, oh God, from our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh God, let us, oh God, just bow our heads down to you and, oh God, worship at your feet, oh God. Oh God, help us now, God, oh God, to saturate ourselves with your word. Oh God, that you saturate us with your spirit in the name of Jesus. Do it for us, God. Oh God, that we may be uplifted in you, oh God, that we may be edified and edified you. Oh God, that you may glorify us as we glorify you, as we lift you up, God, and that you may draw all men unto you, God. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. We praise you now. We glorify you now. Bless the hearers, Lord. Manifest yourself unto them, God, in the name of Jesus, that a word may change a mind, change a heart, and change a life. Thank you, Jesus, God, and we give all the glory. We give all the honor unto you, God, because it's not us, but it's you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Who do you think? Who do you think? Who do you think? Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? That is our topic on this morning. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I'm reminded of this. This saying oftentimes is given in a negative context. Who do you think you are? Usually it's often said when somebody is being a little conceited or being overconfident or arrogant. Somebody will say, who do you think you are? When somebody has said something that someone don't like and they're not happy with what was said, who do you think you are? It's often given in a negative context. But I want you to understand this morning that we're not talking in a negative context. We're talking in positive language this morning. Who do you think you are? Yes. As a matter of fact, I can relate to a time when Christ was talking with the disciples, and the disciples, he asked the disciples the questions. He said, who are they saying that I am? And they begin to name my name. Some say that you're Elias. Some say that you're a prophet. And then Jesus turned around and said, well, who do you say that I am? And then that's when Peter spoke out and said, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Yes. And that's when Jesus said unto Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal that unto you, but that is of the Spirit. Amen. We have to understand who do we think we are. It's not flesh and blood, but it must be of the Spirit. We have to not think of who we are externally, but think of who we are internally. Yes, we must think of who do you think you are. We must think of who we are, not because of what we have, but who we are as a character. Not because of how we dress, but because of how we look in the mirror at ourselves, and we're confident with ourselves. We must think of who we are in a different manner of those that are looking outside, but how we feel on the inside. And a lot of times we go through life worried about what other people think of who we are. A lot of times we don't do things because we're worried about what other people think. A lot of times we don't say things because we're worried about what other people think. A lot of times we won't elevate ourselves because the crabs in the bucket think that we are so such much because or what they think of us if we try to elevate ourselves. We try not to show that we can because of how other people think of us. And we need to move from that place of external but move to a place of internal, amen, because that is that internal thinking. It's that internal thinking that will help us and move us to our next level in life and our next level in God. We must know who we are, who we're talking on. Who do we think we are? Who do you think you are? Yes. We're often come to Christ and we go to church and we hear the word and we listen to the songs and we get involved in the ministry. Yet we don't feel that we're worthy of the salvation that God has provided to us because of our past and because of our lifestyle that we currently have. And we often say, I'm not ready yet. I'm not there yet. I can't get there yet. And that's because of who we think we are. But I'm telling you, amen, it's not about those external things. It's about the internal. If you believe on the word Lord Jesus and you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, the Bible said you shall be saved. And you have to believe, you have to know, you have to think that you are. Sometimes we found that we're not worthy. We don't believe that we're worthy of the salvation. Yes, I might have been a thief and I don't feel like I'm worthy anymore. I might have been a drug dealer, but I don't feel like I'm worthy. I might have been a homemonger, but I don't feel that I'm worthy. I'm still got one foot in the church and one foot out of the church. I don't feel like I'm worthy. I may have operated in the outside of the heterosexual experience, and I don't feel that I am worthy. I operate according not the those saints that has been in the church for 30 and 40 years and they got it all together. I feel like I'm not worthy, but I want you to know today that God, he's talking to you on this morning with open arms, and he said, "Come ye all, not some, not who's worthy and not who's ready, but he said, come ye all who is heavy laden." Yes. Come ye all. Yes. My Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his son. He so loved the world that he gave his son. Yes. That means everybody. Amen. You might feel like you're not worthy. Yes, Lord. But I want you to know today that God is ready for you. He's standing there. He's wanting you, amen, to make that step. He's calling your name on this Sunday morning. In our text on this Sunday morning, amen, who do you think you are? Amen, in our text this Sunday morning, we have Jesus, and he just got through saving a leopard and healing a leopard. And now the Bible says he's entering into Capernaum. And as he was approaching Capernaum, there was a centurion soldier. Now let's look at this centurion soldier. This centurion soldier, amen, was a Roman soldier. He wasn't a Jew. He wasn't part of the Jewish community. And he wasn't part of, amen, those that was participating in the synagogue and those that were going to church and those that was worshiping the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, he wasn't a part of that community, amen, but he was a part of the Roman community. He was a leader, amen, of the Roman army, for he was a centurion. He was a leader that had a command, and he was under command. For he said, "I am." He said, "For I am a man under authority. In other words, he had someone over him, but he also says having soldiers under me. Amen. He understood, amen, that there was authority over him, and he understood there was authority under him. Amen. But he wasn't a part of the Jewish authority. He heard about Jesus and he came to Jesus. Now watch this, him having authority. He came to Jesus, and at this time, the Roman was the authority over the Jews, for the Roman had captured the Jews, and they were under the Roman rule. And so this man, being a Roman, had the authority over the Jews. But when he came to Jesus, amen, he humbled himself. Somebody ought to say he humbled himself. Yeah. He humbled himself. And when he humbled himself, he came to Jesus, and he said, Lord, look at this. A man that had the authority, amen, came to Jesus and said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick with palsy. Ain't that something? Yeah. So he understood that he had authority, but he also knew who had the ultimate authority, the real authority. I don't know what he knew, but he knew that Jesus had the authority over his authority. Somebody don't get that. Yes. And then he was an unselfish leader. Yes. He was unselfish because he wasn't there for his sickness. He wasn't there for his ailment. He wasn't there for his problem. He wasn't there for his issue. He wasn't there, amen, for a selfish reason, but he was there for one that served him. He was there for one that was up under him. Amen. He was an unselfish leader because he was there to ask for healing on one of his servants, one that was up under him. Yes. He was an unselfish servant, and he had compassion for his servant, because he spoke the words. He said, lieth at home sick of palsy, but then he added, grievously tormented. He's going through an agony, and this agony I don't want to see him in, and I'm coming to you, Jesus, because I need you to do something about it. I have authority to tell one to go and he'll go, and tell one to come and he come, but I don't have no authority over this. So I'm coming to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you, Jesus. And Jesus, being the loving Savior, the loving and passionate Messiah as he was, he said, I will come. Have you ever cried out to Jesus and you heard his voice saying, I will come and heal him? Have you ever cried out to Jesus and he talked to you and said, I will come? Yeah. Have you heard the voice of Christ saying, I will come? Yes. And Jesus said, I will come. Now the centurion answered and said, Lord, now this is the part, this is our topic right here. This is the part. He said, Lord, he's calling him Lord now. Yeah. I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you'll come and do it. You said you was going to come and change my life. But Lord, I'm not I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you was going to come and you will heal me, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you were going to come and fix my finances, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you were going to make me walk again, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you was going to make me talk again, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you're going to give me a new job, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you're going to lift me up into new places, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said that you were going to take me to a place and my feet was going to walk on new ground and give me a new territory, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said you was going to give me a promotion on the job, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said that you were going to fix my marriage, but I'm not worthy. Lord, you said that you were going to take my rebellious child, amen, and set him on the road called straight, but I'm not worthy. Oh, God, we oftentimes stand before the Lord and we cry out to him for our cause and for our issues and we give him our problems and we give him our concerns and we give him our dilemmas so that he might deliver us and we give him our anxieties that he might give us access. But we often in our minds are confused about who God is. And although he said, I will come. Lord, I'm not worthy. We feel like that he's not worthy, that we're not worthy. We feel like that he won't do it for us. We feel like that he's not going to do it for me. We feel like that he's not going to answer me. We feel like that he's not able to do it for me because I'm not worthy. But I want you to know today, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy today. You can do it today. You are worthy today. Can I talk? Can I get a witness on this Sunday morning? There was a man that was talking to a burning bush, and he was given instructions to go free his people. And as he was talking to the burning bush, he said, "I'm not worthy." But he didn't say it like that, y'all. I'm ad-libbing a little bit. He said, I have a talking problem, and I cannot speak. And the Lord said, have Aaron to speak for you. He said, but who shall I tell them that send me? And God said, tell them I am that I am. Oh, thank you, Lord. Moses felt like he wasn't worthy. But I want you to know today that he was worthy because the Bible says that he went to Pharaoh and told Pharaoh to let my people go. And after a while, him and his people were standing at the Red Sea. And he held out his rod, and God parted the sea, and they walked across on dry ground. But Moses felt like he wasn't worthy. Moses had a predecessor who said, I'm not worthy. Yes, he did. Jacob said, I'm not worthy of all the kindness that you've shown unto me. But Jacob stretched out his rod and walked across Jordan, amen, into the promised land. But you have to believe that you're worthy. I want you to know today there was somebody else that said he wasn't worthy. There was a young man that left his home, left his father, and spent all that he had. But he went back home and he said, I'm not worthy. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father celebrated him and gave him his authority, put a ring on his finger and threw a party and said, my son that once was dead is now alive, but he thought he wasn't worthy. I want you to know today, there was a man preaching in the wilderness. He said, I'm not worthy to untie, to unlatch his shoes. He was preaching in the wilderness, but I want you to know, Brother John, you was the forerunner of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and you preach, repent of your sins, for the Messiah is coming, and the Messiah came to you and you baptized him in the river of Jordan, and the sky parted and a voice was heard. This is my beloved son that I am well pleased. John, you were worthy. The prodigal son, you were worthy. Jacob, you were worthy. Moses, you were worthy. I want to tell you who's listening to me this Sunday morning, you are worthy to do what God has called you to do. You are worthy to walk the walk that he's given you to walk. You are worthy to talk the talk that he's given you to talk. You are worthy to live the way he asked you to live. You are worthy to manifest those things that he asked you to manifest. You are worthy to walk in the newness of life. You are worthy to do what he have you to do. You are worthy to do his will that he's called you to do. If he used the donkey, he can use you too. You are worthy in the name of Jesus. You are worthy. Look at me and say, preacher, how do I know? How do I know I'm worthy? Well, let me tell you, the Christ that I know, he walked on this earth and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. And he got up and he was arrested. Oh, yes, Lord. And they mocked him. And they mocked him. And you know why they mocked him? They mocked him because he claimed to be the king of the Jews. Yes, Lord. He claimed to be the king of the Jews. And they said he wasn't worthy. They said he wasn't worthy. They whipped him. 40 stripes save one. And they mocked him. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They thought, who do you think you are? Amen. And they slapped him. Who do you think you are? Tell us, which one of us slapped you? They nailed his hands. Who do you think you are? They nailed his feet. Who do you think you are? They hung him high and they stretched him wide. Who do you think you are? He hung there from the ninth to the from the sixth to the ninth hour. Who do you think you are? Amen. You think you are the king of the Jews. Amen. They put on a robe on him and they stripped off the robe. Who do you think you are? Amen. But he gave up the ghost on the cross. He held his head in a lock of his shoulders. They thought they got rid of him. Who do you think you are? But on the third day, I want you to know, he got up with all power. He got up with all power in his hands. Yes, he did. And I want you to know that who do you think you are is who it is who he thought he was. He's the King of Kings, the Lords of Lords. He's the great I am. He's Mary's baby. Yes, he is. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. And if you abide in him and he abide in you, I want you to know that you're the child of the King. You're of royal priesthood. Yes, you are. Who
Who do you think you are? You're somebody in the name of the Lord. You're somebody in the name of Jesus. Oh God, who do you think you are? You got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that Jesus is your Rapha. Yes, Lord. Jesus is your banner. Jesus is your protector. Jesus is your rock. Jesus is your bridge over troubled waters. Jesus is your wheel in the middle of a wheel. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Amen. If you think that you're not worthy, if you think that you're not worthy, Jesus died on the cross. Amen. For you, that you can think that you are worthy. Pray with me, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we come humbly before you, O God. God, thanking you and praising you and glorifying you. Father, we've made so many mistakes in our lives. God, we've had so many shortcomings. Father, we have, oh God, so many problems and so many issues, so many burdens. Oh Father, but you say, cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. And Father, we cast them now, God, because we're not worthy to carry them anymore. Father, we're not worthy, oh God, to carry them, but put our burdens on you, God. Oh God, so that we can be worthy to walk in the salvation, the light that you've given us to walk in. Father, we thank you now. We praise you now. We glorify you now for your magnificence and your healing and your deliverance and your power. Do it for us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who do you think? Who do you think you are? If you're listening to me on this Sunday morning and God has touched your heart, if you're listening to me and God has touched you, amen. We praise you now. We glorify you now. In the name of Jesus. If you feel like you're not worthy, if you think that you're not worthy, I'm going to ask that you pray this prayer with us on this Sunday morning. I'm going to ask that you look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from Christ. We can't do it on our own. We need Jesus. So if you pray this prayer with me, I promise you God will manifest himself. He will say, I will come. And the centurion said, Lord, just speak the word. Just speak the word. Just speak the word. And Jesus said, there's no greater faith than all of Israel. Yeah, there's the kingdom. There's these kingdom of heaven. There's these people that's in the church community don't have that much faith. There's some people that's part of the organizations don't have that much faith. There's some people that's part of the routine. I'm going to let it go, but that don't have that much faith. But there's going to be folks like you on the outside that says, I'm not worthy, that has the faith that will get to sit in the kingdom of heaven. All you got to do is believe. Lord, pray this prayer. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, I believe that you were human, yet you were divine. I believe that you was born of a Virgin Mary. And I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I believe that you're sitting, that you rose again on the third day. And I believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. I believe that on this Sunday morning. And Lord, I'm asking for you to save me. Change my life. Change my mind. Change my heart. Take my feeling of unworthiness and help me to feel worthy of you, of your salvation, and in your salvation plan. And guide my life in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 I believe this morning that God
is doing something special, that has done something special for someone on this Sunday morning, and I thank God for it. I give him the honor. I give him the glory. I thank God for each and every one of you who's tuned in with us this morning. Who do you think you are? Amen. You got to know that you're worthy of this salvation plan. You got to know that God did it for you. Ah, yes, yes. He didn't do it for those holy rollers that's been in the church for 50 years. Amen. Guess what? They had to come to that place too. They had to get to that place too. Amen. But he did it also for you. He did it for you. Don't feel like you're unworthy. Amen. But feel worthy of his salvation. Feel worthy. Thank God for you. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And we'll see you next Sunday. Bless you. Let's have our benediction. I'm all over the places. I'm excited this morning. Yes, I told y'all I was ecstatic this morning. Benediction. May our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with each and every one of you all. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.